Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let the person who wants to pursue every pursuer tonight shout it loudest, hallelujah. Let another person who wants uncommon testimonies from the God of the Suddenlies shout it loudest, hallelujah. Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Jehovah turned my life around.
Jehovah turned my life around.
He makes a way.
He makes a way. Baba,
megide ala megide elu na na megide isi no garantu mo na ma
elu megide ala megide elu na na megide isi no garantu mo na ma
elu megide ala megide elu na na megide isi no garantu mo na ma
elu megide oh yes sir ala megide elu na na megide isi no garantu mo na ma elu na na megide
All eyes closed. Tonight is a special night. And if you have found yourself here tonight, or you are connected to us in any way, there are miracles in your life that must happen. There are those here tonight. You always see yourself serving others in the dream. You will cook and serve people. This is the spirit of slavery. Can you shout this loud and clear, everybody here? The power of spiritual slavery. I am not your candidate. Death! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree it. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. There are people here tonight too. You find the enemy cutting your ear in the dream, battling with your ear in the dream. This is an attack against your glory. Can you shout this loud and clear too? All my stolen glory. Where are you? Come back! In the name of Jesus. That's right, recover them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you praise for your mighty hand of power and strength. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. This very night, as we go into the second segment of the sand prayer, cause every environmental enemy to be disgraced. Lay your hands upon our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have us say God bless you as we take our Bibles. There are some prayers to pray here tonight. These prayers have been designed for the destiny of so many people here. It is important to listen carefully. It's important to pray the way you've never prayed before. We're looking at the power of desperate prayers. The power of desperate prayers. Sisters, what did I say? Brothers, what did I say to you? In Psalm 107, I begin to read from verse 103, or verse 4, rather. Psalm 107, verse 4. Are you there? If you are not there, we shall wait for you. Psalm 107, verse 4. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Are you following me? They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Then, what did they do? They cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And then, what did God do? And he delivered them out of their distress. Verse 26 in the same psalm. Verse 26. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man. And they are at their wit's end. They are at their wit's end. Then what did they do? Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. And he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. This psalm is what you can call a psalm of desperate prayer. Many times, desperation is the best thing that can happen to us. Desperation is, as described in this psalm, you come to your wit's end. You have done mathematics, you have done geography, you have done all kinds of things, you have calculated this, calculated that, nothing is working. Nothing is happening. Desperation is when we have come to the end of ourselves. It was desperation that caused one man called Jairus to approach Jesus, and Jesus to come and pray for his child. He was a ruler of the synagogue, and he ought not to even come out like that. But it became desperate. It was desperation that caused blind Bartimaeus to cry for mercy. In spite of all those saying, shut up, be silent. But it was desperate. Those who were around him were persecuting him, but it didn't bother him. He was a desperate man. When you have done everything you know how to do and nothing has changed, the next university you should go to is the University of Desperation. When we become desperate, changes begin to happen. Until Anna became desperate, nothing happened. When he became desperate, he just said, Lord, just give me this child and I will donate the child back to you. He got to that level. Desperation is like the last stages of pregnancy. The woman is uncomfortable. Appetite is gone here and there. You cannot sit where you used to sit. Sometimes she's happy, sometimes she's sad. Her normal clothes are now useless. You can't run fast. So that's the sign of desperation is coming in. That desperation is the last stage before manifestation. You can get to a stage where you either break down or break through. There is someone in this garden tonight. You will pray a desperate prayer. And after that prayer, the story of your life shall change forever. As a young man here, you are listening to me now. Your father is the poorest among his family line. And already you are following that line. But tonight, you will pray a desperate prayer. And you will rewrite that history. Desperation is a positive power which causes you to throw yourself completely unto God. Everyone who wants uncommon glory of God, everyone must come to this place of desperation. And as far as the Bible is concerned, desperation is the breeding ground for miracles. Desperation produces changes. We are here tonight because I believe God that there are people here who are ready to roar in desperate prayers. When we say somebody is desperate, it means you have become reckless or dangerous because of despair or urgency. It means that you have an urgent need, an urgent desire. It means the person is tired of being tired and sick of being sick. The person is being desperate means you leave little or no hope and is ready to be extreme and excessive. Is ready to make frantic effort. It's a desperate person. I want you to understand this, beloved. When you become desperate, your progress begins. When you begin to pray desperate prayers, changes begin to happen. When you can stand up and say, oh no, I am divinely dissatisfied. I am divinely dissatisfied. Desperation does not care what anybody thinks. Just like blind Bartimaeus could not be bothered about the opinion of those who were saying, keep quiet, keep quiet. Desperation has no respect for what anybody is saying. He's at his wit's end and he needs to cry to the Lord. Desperation will go to where no one else will go. A man came for a service. He had heard about mountain of fire, but he didn't like mountain of fire. His idea of mountain of fire is that once you just arrive in the service, everybody will stand up, they will close their eyes, and they'll begin to say, die, 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 die. That was what he brought here. That was his idea. So he came to the service because he had become desperate. First service, he's never come before. He had become very desperate. So he came, sat down somewhere in that corner, sat beside a lady. They started praises and worship. He asked the person, they are singing. They sing? I said, yes, they sing here. Excuse me, madam, they are dancing. Is this Martin of Fire? I said, yes. They are dancing. They dance? I said, yes. Okay. I sat down there. I said, but when are they going to start praying? I said, relax. Relax. Then the service went on. The orchestra came. He said, this is operatic singing. Are they doing opera here? Yeah? I said, it's orchestra music. It's not opera. The choir came in. He said, there are many of them there. They can sing? Yeah? Okay, kept quiet. But the answer is, when are they going to start praying? But I said, relax. After some time, I came out here. I took the microphone. I asked the person, who is this small boy? I said, Gio. Nalai. The man is looking too friendly. Too friendly. No. I mean the one who calls the prayer of die. I said, is that him? I said, is that him? I said, okay, thank you so much. He says, I'm going to bother you again. We call the first prayer point. I can't even remember that prayer. The woman said, the way that man opened his mouth and prayed was as if they put a loudspeaker in his throat. When I said, in Jesus' name we pray, he landed on the floor. And he didn't get up to the service closed. He did all the service on the floor. Next Sunday was almost the first person in the service. The breakthrough he came for, one moment of mad desperation, got him that breakthrough. That's why I kept telling you early this year that we need to pray like drunken men like Anna. We need to pray fire prayer like Elijah. We need to pray Gethsemane prayer like Jesus. As many people as we pray this prayer now, in mad desperation, heaven will address your case. Powers! Putting full stop on my blessing. Is that the loudest you can shout it in desperate prayer? You are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus! In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, you see now? You see what is happening? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That brother, that sister over there, all those who have been sitting on your money, sitting on your fire, they have all been scattered now. Thank you, Jesus. Sit down a little bit. Desperation. We go to where no one else will go. Desperation. We go to where no one else will go. Desperation does not allow anything to stop it. Nothing. Everything they did to stop blind Bartimaeus did not work. Desperation introduces extra energy. When we become desperate, our progress begins. So desperation is not a bad thing. When you now introduce that desperation into prayer, it becomes a very serious matter. The Bible says something very interesting. Say God is able to do much more abundantly, exceedingly than what you think or ask. He will do exceedingly abundantly. That is, he will over-answer the prayer. More than what you think or ask. It is the power of desperation that can provide that. Many blessings from heaven will not manifest until we get desperate. Until we get desperate. This is a very, very serious matter. Desperation will tear the roof and push through the crowd. Tear the roof and push through the crowd. And desperation is never offended. Eli insulted Anna. She didn't even think about the insult. She said, I'm not drunk, I'm just praying. Jesus told that Canaanite woman that, I don't give food to dogs. The power was desperate. He couldn't be bothered whether they call her dog or not. Desperation loses inhibition. It breaks barrier. Desperation does not argue with God. Desperation will risk ridicule. Risk ridicule. When a person is desperate. One of the highest professors of medicine in this land was in our service many years back. This place was not like this then. It was all marsh sheep, water. So the auditorium here was full. Where she got a seat to sit, she couldn't put her leg down because water was under the bench. And someone saw her. He said, Prof, what are you doing here? You attend cathedral, what are you doing here? She told the person, he said, well, don't worry. I know why I'm here. I know that I'm inside a pond, but the blessings I'm receiving is much more than the inconvenience I'm suffering. And very soon, she got a very high post. Desperation goes beyond tradition. Desperation goes beyond cosmetics. Desperation goes beyond emotions. Desperation goes beyond reasons. Desperation will ignore all those who are satisfied to stay in the boat. Desperation is immune to criticism. When you get desperate, people will say you are crazy. They say you are mad. They call you all kinds of names. But the truth is that if you truly become desperate, you will get what you're asking for. When I finished with my PhD and came back to this country, the first place we tried to start a church, not Mountain of Fire. Mountain of Fire had not started then. Was a place called Makoko. And prior to our moving there, Pentecostal churches that start there, they will start, they will fight, they will scatter. It was full of all kinds of garment churches. Incense, candle, all kinds of things. When the Pentecostal church moves in, they will soon begin to fight, they will go. So to the glory of God, we were the first Pentecostal church to really sit down there that they cannot scatter. But it was not an easy place to minister. Not an easy place to minister. It was in that church we were running there that this thing happened. This woman came for prayers. She was in trouble. Her shop had been demolished. Her husband fell in the place of work and broke his leg. They put POP in the leg of the husband. Then after 6 weeks or so, they removed the POP. Then they expected that he would be able to use the leg. but the leg just became like a stick like this. Like this. That was problem number two. That time, she was going to dancing churches. Dancing. Chair lady of ladies' guild in their church. Desperation drove her to us there. In that small congregation we had in a strange place. You thought our problem was over. One day, our three daughters, they came to see her in the sitting room. Said, "Mommy, we have a question for you." Said, "Yes." Say, "Who are witches?" The man said, "Shut up. We did not teach about witches. We taught you about Jesus. Ask who is Jesus." They said, "Mommy, listen to the question. We are asking you now. Who are witches?" I said, "Don't ask me that kind of question." Say, "Mommy, in your own interest, answer the question. Mommy, who are witches?" I say, "Witches are wicked people. They fly about at night. They drink blood. They do this. They do that." Then the three girls looked at her. Say, "Mommy, we are witches." "We are witches." Say, "Yes." "And we hold our meeting in this sitting room. The reason we are telling you is that that's your fireless night vigil that you hold in the sitting room. Don't bother yourself. Go to the room. This is where we meet." "Say, you people are chasing me and your daddy into the bedroom?" "Say, well, it's just for your own interest." "Say, can your husband walk now?" They didn't say our daddy. "Say, can your husband walk? Where is your shop?" "Don't worry. Don't worry. When we deal with you more, you will see." That was what drove her to us. We didn't have air conditioner in church. She came. We didn't even have fans. She came. There was no proper building. She came. Our roof was corrugated iron sheet. She came. If you fall down from our church, that you will fall into water. We'll pick you up. She came. She came to talk to me. That day, I was talking about this, what I'm talking about now. She got the message. There's some people come to church, you don't get anything. She got the message. So we closed the service. I started counseling. She told me all the story. So I gave her prayers. Stay in that place. Begin to pray the prayers. Begin to pray the prayers. So she started around 11. Started praying. Started praying. Started praying. I continued my counseling. There was no office in that church. The office is inside the church. So we're seeing ourselves like this. Just pack your chair to one corner. That's the office. And I continued my counseling. She started praying. She started praying. Started praying. Started praying. After some time, the clothes were getting wet. She continued praying. After some time, the clothes were dropping sweat on the floor. She continued praying. 3 o'clock. She was still praying. All of a sudden, we noticed her voice changed. Her voice changed. All of a sudden, right there, she received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues. We were listening. All of a sudden, she started prophesying. This was her first day. She started to prophesy. My daughter, hear the word of the Lord. I know that this is the way to get you. That's why I allowed all those things to happen to you. Now that you have found your way to the right place, I'm now ready to fight for you. I'm going to deliver your daughter, deliver your husband, deliver you yourself. But before I start that, I need to start the deliverance on you yourself. She was prophesying all this. She said, "Therefore, my daughter, receive my fire." She was the one saying, "Receive my fire." She was the one saying, "Yeah, fire, oh, yeah. Receive my fire, yeah, 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 fire, fire, fire." Receive. She was the one prophesying. She was the one shouting. She went on, finished the prophecy. The place was soaked with water. She opened her eyes. And for the first time since she came to the service, she smiled. A good smile. By the time she got home, the husband's leg had become normal. By the next service, she had brought the three daughters for deliverance. All because she became desperate and prayed desperate prayer. She cried desperate cry. A desperate cry is emergency cry that makes heaven to suspend activity. Heaven will suspend all activities and attend to that case. A desperate cry moves the hands of God. Blind Bartimaeus had no eyes to see, but he got what he needed because he still had a mouth to pray. He used the available to get the desirable. If you will cry out in desperate prayer here tonight, you'll be amazed at what will happen. He made a desperate cry. I used to share this many years back. That's what I want to close with now. Three people, they were in a vehicle and they had a vehicle accident. One schooled in Cambridge University, England. One schooled in Harvard University, United States of America. The other fellow went to Forabe College, Sierra Leone. They had accident and they were injured. All the three of them were brought to the hospital at the same time. When they got to the hospital, the Cambridge man spoke. Said, "Doctor, I'm not feeling well. I'm not feeling well." The American one said, "Baby, treat me quickly." But the man from Forabe said, "Doctor! Hey, doctor! Tell me, who will get the first attention? Rise to your feet." All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you've not just surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now by saying what I'm going to say after me. Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen." This is not a day to joke. If you pray at this meeting, you lose your voice, but you obtain what you want, fine, you've done well. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Powers! Cursing my life! Can you shout it loud? Jesus, my pastor, like I am a shelter. Name we pray. Anything in my life planted to disgrace me, can you shout his love? Come out now in the name of Jesus. answer. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Powers sitting on my wealth. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Satanica. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Yes. Amen. Focus your attention on Jesus right now. Don't sing, just focus your attention on Jesus. Hear the footsteps of Jesus. He is now passing by, bearing balm for the wounded, healing all who apply, as he spake to the sufferer, who lay at the pool. He said, in this moment, will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Oh, come, weary sufferer. Oh, come, sick soul. See the life stream is flowing. See the cleansing waves roll. Step into the current and thou shalt be. Thank you, Jesus. I speak against every infirmity in the head, the one in the breast, the one in the womb, the one in the backbone, the one in the legs. Makapota li karibo shendia. Riba pia li katende keya boshotora basanta. I command you to lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, receive power to overcome every infirmity. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father, these hands that are stretched forth here, let them become the hand of healing, deliverance, and power. In the name of Jesus. Let this hand become divine battle axe. As you smite, every enemy shall disappear. In the name of Jesus. Now, anywhere you have any form of infirmity, 40 aggressive times, smite it now. Shouting, blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Let's go. Something is taking place over there. Do it aggressively. Makapote setela kayaba. Do it well. Just receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. In the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. Check your body now. Many have been healed. Once you have been healed, Don't allow the devil to put it back. Run quickly to this altar here. That's your leg you cannot use. Begin to use it now. The hand you can't use, begin to use it now. The neck you cannot turn, begin to turn it now. The evil material in your body that has vanished, it has gone for good. Don't let the devil put it back. Look at what is happening over there. Yes, you came here with three different infirmities, but they've all gone back to the senders now. Thank you, Jesus. Find a way to the altar very quickly. Don't worry about how weak you are feeling now. As you march to the front, your strength shall return. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are still in the hour of desperate prayer. There are three more desperate prayers to pray. Three more desperate prayers to pray. Please, I beg you, pray in a way that will embarrass your neighbor. Can you shout this with holy anger? Powers! Assigned to rubbish my destiny. Can you shout it loud? Death! In the name of Jesus. Yes, they cannot rubbish your destiny. But kapota seteleka, ribosoponde kayebo shente rabosopola kata. Balakatende, nikatende rabosoponda yaba. Yes, 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 yes. Jesus' name we pray. Set down power of household wickedness. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Something is happening to you over there. That's right. Papota setelika. Riba bakatende kayabo shenteraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, get ready for this prayer. It is a prayer that has helped thousands and millions of people. Owners of evil, Lord, appear! Carry your Lord! In the name of Jesus! Jesus' name we pray. Says, stubborn witchcraft fashioned against me. Confess and die. Can I hear you shouting this word? Shout it again. Shout it louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you are going to shout seven Jericho destroying amen. After that time, seven Jericho destroying hallelujah. We start with amen. Number one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Hallelujah. Now. Number one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Thank you, Jesus. Let's take our the sun in our hand and pray these prayers with holy desperation. Bring out the sun in your right hand. Every evil power placed on top of my house, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray it. In Jesus' name we pray. Powers offering sacrifices against me, die in the name of Jesus. Power offering sacrifices against me, die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Satanic visitors in my dream, I bury you now in the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this prayer with anger. Every desert season in my life, expire in the name of Jesus. Command the desert season to expire in Jesus' name we pray. Every sickness assigned to stop my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Stop the sickness. In Jesus' name we pray. Powers of pocket with holes, in the name of Jesus. The power of pocket with holes, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise, change my story in the name of Jesus. Change my story in Jesus' name we pray. Father, convert this sand to sanitizing power. Convert this sand to glorifying power. Convert this sand to a sand that will speak an end to every activity of environmental witchcraft. Convert this sand to a sand of healing, deliverance, and power. Every environment where this sand enters, let witchcraft be disgraced. Let sickness be disgraced. Let oppression be disgraced. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You pour the sand back there. Next week, bring the sand again. Let us share the grace in fellowship.